Half an hour later, Howie was back in the rabbit room when he heard his mother's voice asking where he was. Howie heard Ms. Alfonso say, "He's doing important work. But today is the sixth time you've been more than 30 minutes late. This can't happen again. I can't stay with any child past 6 o'clock." Was Ms. Alfonso going to kick him out of the program? She hadn't even had the decency to warn him. "Tomorrow," Ms. Alfonso continued, "Howie will not set foot in this building unless he has bus fare in his pocket." Howie could have laughed out loud. "Get your backpack," Mrs. Jordan said to Howie. "Sure, Mom. I just need to put Libby back in her cage. She had a crooked tooth that was keeping her from eating. We trimmed it today." Mrs. Jordan stared at Howie. "Today, Ms. Alfonso gave me the job of rabbit monitor because I caught the problem first." He saw her eyes widen in surprise. "I've been studying these rabbits for 3 days straight." She looked as if she hadn't heard him properly. Howie returned Guthrie to his cage and walked with his mother to the front door. "Shall I expect Howie tomorrow?" asked Ms. Alfonso. It was only because Howie was watching his mother very closely that he could see the smile in her eyes, even as she mumbled, "I haven't decided." He knew she was surprised and proud. As his mother walked out the door, Howie turned to Ms. Alfonso and whispered, "See you tomorrow."